you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. We have some big breaking news. Woo! Just days after Mike Richards was announced as the new host of Jeopardy, he is now stepping down. This scandal broke just minutes ago, and we have all the details. Today, you love her from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Teddy Mellencamp is here. Yes.
You look gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
That makeup
you
is
guys.
So good.
Well,
I love a good blonde-tourage.
We're a little blonde-tourage today.
I love
it. We're an honorary member.
Both in beige.
And we are both in beige. Mine's a little bulky, but it's okay. We'll get through it.
Look, you can be in beige. Just don't be beige today, okay?
No, fine.
Because we got some heat to talk about. First up, the short-lived game show host who just stepped down after past offensive comments came to light. Who is Mike Richards? The newly minted Jeopardy host has stepped down effective immediately. This all comes after some racist remarks we surfaced, also some offensive comments he made about women. He shared a letter with staff today apologizing for the negative attention on the show. In a statement to E! News, Mike said there is no excuse for the comments he made.
Woo!
First of all,
this was a last-minute switch-up for us this morning.
This was a last-minute switch-up for us. How dumb can Mike Richards be?
No. That's not fair.
Let me say why. Mike Richards was the EP of the show. Mike Richards
still is
the EP of the show.
Staying on board.
Why would you put yourself in a position, put yourself in the public eye, knowing what's been happening for the last 4 years of cancel culture?
No.
Would the network not vet him first? It's impossible, especially with everything that's been going on these, you know, past couple of years, to not do a full vet. I feel like maybe you know and you hope that things don't come out and then they do and all of a sudden, oops. But also, who's hiring him if he's the executive producer to actually host the show?
He's hiring himself.
Right.
That's the crazy part.
I know a lot of people were up in arms about that. I actually thought that it made sense because he understands the show and, like, loves it. I don't know. I didn't think it was that weird. This obviously is a different situation. He looks like he would host a show like Jeopardy, doesn't he?
He does look like he would host a show like Jeopardy.
He looks like he's like...
But this is when I go back to privilege. And I'm not saying because he's a white man. I'm saying he was at a level and he was the boss. So if his privilege made him feel like he could get away with those comments, knowing that they were out there, that they lived on a podcast, his privilege let him think that he could do this and no one would call him out.
I mean, do I think that he obviously made very stupid remarks. This was 2013 or 2014. Do I think he's thought about those remarks every single day since he's made them? No, we say things to each other every day in passing that if someone else heard might be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
what do you guys say them on a podcast,
and I know that
they're going to come back and get you.
I think the podcast was between him and friends, and they were joking around, and he felt comfortable and went too far and made inappropriate comments, no doubt. But do I think that he had thought about those comments every single day leading up to 2021 and being a host of Jeopardy? No. I don't think he
but
was like, oh, I have
people
this.
People continue to get canceled. As you see things continue to unfold, maybe you go back and go, wow, you know what? I did say some inappropriate things. I should probably figure this out and maybe do a pre-apology.
Get ahead of it.
Yes. I think if he got ahead of it, then I'd be in a different situation
or
right now.
Or delete the podcast from the beginning.
No, but also it's like you're an EP of a show. You also know that Jeopardy fans are very vocal about who they like and who they don't like.
They didn't even, and that's the other thing. The response for him being EP wasn't well received. So this is also kind of like how did this all of a sudden just
again, it's people's privilege. And I don't mean this about race. The baby just felt privileged enough to talk about HIV and gay people because he's a straight man with money. Sharon Osbourne went on live TV and disrespected her co-host because she is a woman with money. It's privilege that makes you think that you can get away with this. The same reason why Harvey Weinstein went years and years without thinking, wow, I might get caught one day for doing this to people.
But some people get off on getting caught.
I don't think this is
Harvey's, you know, whatever that is. I think he really like got the urge of like, I can get away with this. That makes me feel powerful. That makes me feel strong.
I don't think that's the same thing.
I don't think with him.
Yeah, okay.
But I think with him, he obviously knew what was going to, it was going to come out. He could have gotten ahead of it. And he also could have made some like apologies in advance. There's no reason.
I agree with you, but this is what it reminds me of. And you know this O2L. If you are, let's say, a Joe Giudice or a Jen Shaw or somebody on a reality show, and you knew that you have been doing some illegal shit for a long time, what in your brain or in your ego lets you think that you can allow 10 cameras to come into your life and follow you and that no one was going to dig
because
that up?
Because you think you're smarter than everybody
else.
And that's to be an executive producer, to be that, you have to have a certain amount of ego. And I think his ego got involved. But this also, I think something we need to mention, this didn't happen when he was 18 years old. He was already in his 30s.
You're right.
So
right.
You kind of know better at that point. If you make some comments on Twitter when you're 17, that's a lot different than being in your 30s on a podcast when you're already a successful business person, you're running shows.
100%. What do you think is going to happen to him next?
Well, he's staying on. He's staying on executive producer, which I was, you know, because we're so used to the cancel culture of like, you get wiped out. You make one mistake, that's it. You're gone. You don't, nobody talk to you for a long time. You go and sit out on the bench and that's it. So I was surprised that they actually kept him on because that's not really been the strategy for most people. People wash their hands of people very quickly. So it's a different approach. We'll see what happens.
Can I ask another question though?
He's also apologized.
Whenever somebody is leaving a show like this, why do they have the person send the letter to the, you know, their staff saying, I'm leaving, when clearly that's not really the case?
Well, I don't think he was saying I'm leaving. I think he was saying I'm making a mistake and he was instructing them that we're getting new guest hosts now and I'm stepping down from that part.
100%.
And I'm sorry, and I know it's gonna take a long time for you guys to trust me again.
Right, but do you think that was his choice?
I think
he feels like a real ass right now. Like, I don't think this person is without remorse. I think he feels bad about what happened.
No, but you know what?
I think he feels bad for getting caught.
I don't think we know him well enough to say that.
I'm going to say this.
I don't think we know him well enough to say that.
I'm going to say this. He should have listened to the fans and put LeVar Burton in that spot like everybody wanted. Am I right? Am I right? So call LeVar Burton's ass and get him on that show. Can we talk about something else?
I feel like we could talk about this the whole show.
I know, but I have to stop you guys.
We get real revved up.
You guys, we will have more on this later on if more breaks, but we are watching it. Our producers are on it, and we will keep you informed if anything else happens. Rumors have been swirling, and it could be true. Take a look at these new photos of Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz looking real close. Now, this is the first time they've been spotted together, but we've been hearing rumblings about these two for weeks. A source close to E! Tells us Channing and Zoe are spending a lot of time together and having fun. Their relationship has grown into more. It's a no for me.
It's a no. First of all, I've been hearing about this for weeks, so shout out to Dumois. I have to give credit where it's due because she's been circulating this. I feel like... They look like a couple now. They're starting to dress like each other. They're starting to become the same vibe. It's a random pair. If you would have, we would have played a game, one of our infamous games, and said, put these two together, I wouldn't have necessarily put them together.
Yes.
Well, but I like them.
I do know that on good authority, within the last month and a half, he was still on Raya. So.
Ooh.
But also, I have this feeling, I mean, Zoe is incredible. She's stunning. I get this like Angelina Jolie type vibes where she comes in, she loves hard, he's going to fall in love with her. But then I have a little bit of a fear that like croc wearing Channing is going to get his heart broken at the end of this.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? That's okay.
Okay.
He's broken hearts before.
I just think when you're the spawn of Lisa Bonet and the rock Jesus, Lenny Kravitz, this man is too vanilla for her. He looks like 2% milk. Like, this woman does not want 2% milk. Like, it's like when people started saying that Daniel Craig liked Angelina Jolie, and it's like, look, Daniel Craig's successful, he's beautiful, but she don't want to do missionary for the
and
rest
also,
of her life.
And also, Daniel Craig is way more vanilla than Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum is real. He's from Tampa, bitch.
And no. Here's the thing. I mean, I've met him a couple of times, and he is so nice. And I can say this because I'm dorky. He is, like, such a dork, too.
Yeah.
I don't look at Zoe Kravitz and go, oh, she's dorky.
But I definitely not. But don't you see in these photos, they look like they're on and they look like a couple.
If you're Zoe Kravitz, the only thing vanilla you can have in your life is toilet paper. And that's not my choice. Okay.
But I think it's vanilla for a little bit. Is it vanilla though? Because she's doing it right now. Like she's into it. So it clearly can't be that vanilla.
But she's already trying to change him because she did that interview where she's like, you know, he was wearing this. I'm trying to do you a favor, Chan. You don't want to be looking like this. You don't want. And if you already have those feelings, like at least when I started out with my husband, like I was like, you are hot. It took a while for me to go, it's time for you to cut the ponytail or I can't do this.
Right.
It wasn't a month in.
Right. You didn't try to change any of his clothing? None of it?
I did. Of course,
slowly.
He had leather pants on and like a low cut V. But like, I was like, I wasn't doing it, you know, 3 weeks in.
Right.
Yeah. So there are rumors that this could be a publicity stunt. And I know that she is now directing him in a movie.
Oh.
I'm not going to say the title because it's pretty explicit, but I love it. And people could say this is a publicity stunt. I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I think it's the law of proximity where you're in close quarters with somebody, you're getting intimate with them on set, and you kind of sort of think you've fallen in love with them. And then once the world reopens and the movie's done, you're like, wait, I don't really want to walk a dog with you in Venice, Ben Affleck, for the next 3 years of my life. Like, this was fun, but this is weird. This is not real.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
I think when it's the only person you see every single day, it's much easier to fall in love with them or to be into them. And you're in a little bubble where you feel like otherwise you wouldn't be into this person. But
plus, it's lonely on set.
It is
you're
lonely on set.
You're in a trailer. You're lonely. All of a sudden, if you're having that, like,
experience. Yeah, it makes every day much more manageable.
And then you can have that lust. You can have that fun. You can have that, you know, illusion of whatever it may be. It's going to make the movie better, whatever. But then I don't see this in the long term.
Me either.
No, there's no long term, but it'll be fun for a few months.
Maybe so. Oh, we just got breaking news that Jeopardy just announced this new host, and it's Lonnie Love.
No.
Still ahead, Prince Harry's surprising million-dollar move. Plus, we're putting Teddy in the hot seat.
Ooh.
She's going to tell us what's really going on behind the scenes at Housewives. Don't go anywhere. Ooh, girl.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's not cool to
That's
read.
Not,
it's not cool to
and
hear.
And it's not nice to repeat it because you know it's not true.
Everybody making it about them when it's not about them
I
is
know,
the problem.
I
like,
agree with
here's
that.
The thing. A big portion of people at this table have had lawsuits, but it has nothing to do with anybody else unless it's directly affecting them. If you think that Erica's lying to you, that's the issue. But we don't know. None of us know.
Thank you.
Until somebody tells me something else, I have to believe that he's the asshole and you didn't know.
Always the voice of reason. Teddy Mellencamp is back with us. What was going on at that dinner table? By the way, anytime y'all sit at that dinner table, I've been there a few times, it never ceases to fail.
It's cold at that dinner table. I had to like get a blanket at one point because I was like, I had the shakes, it was nervous. I mean, this is the part, a lot wasn't shown because so much was going on.
I feel like everyone who's come on that's been from Beverly Hills Housewives says that.
There was so much more and it was so much more dramatic. And there was all these other little arguments between a lot of us. But the part that I think is so bananas about all this is, you know, I filmed with Erica for 3 years. We were good friends. We still are friends. And I only saw Tom twice.
Right.
But nobody on the show ever grilled her about Tom before. However, like any of us, any of the other women, we all talked about our marriages and our life. But now that things have kind of hit the fan and everybody's like, I need all this info. I'm like, but where were you actually trying to get her to open up and be your friend and share what was going on in her relationship? Because obviously, if you only see somebody's husband two times in 3 years.
Yeah.
You're so right. And you know what? That was fun. A few episodes, I think it came up that like, I think they were in La Quinta Outside and they were saying like, oh, you know, she was like, oh, well, I thought he was cheating. And I was like, I always got the impression as a viewer they had more separate lives. They they weren't in a relationship that they saw each other every day. So it's interesting that you bring that up, because now all the women are like, what's going, like, they're so shocked. But it's like, you guys.
I never just got the best read from him. And, you know, she's great. She's the person that will check on you if something's going on. Oh. Like, she will lift you up. She really is a kind person. So I want to believe, until I hear otherwise, that that's the case. But the one time that I did actually hang out with Tom, it was last season. We all sat around. You guys saw it, like, and he just sat there and told stories about himself and how wonderful he was the whole time. Didn't ask us one question, didn't let Erica speak, nothing. And I was like, why are we sitting here letting this man hold court? Like, these stories are boring. They're from a million years ago. And why are we, like, putting him on this pedestal?
Yeah.
And, like, could you imagine being the wife to that? Like, for me and Edwin, we have to have correspondence. I have to laugh. I have to enjoy him. And I'm like, I can't imagine doing that for 22 years. And I truly don't think that he was, like, opening up and sharing with her. He didn't even let her speak in front of her friends.
For sure. Ooh. You know what's interesting to me is that Sutton thinks that her reputation all of a sudden is going to go down with the ship. But I feel like worse things have happened on these shows.
But I'm not trying to be, you know, shady, but I guess I am. But, like, prior to Real Housewives, did anybody know who Sutton was? I'm sorry.
And, okay, you can come back every Friday. We love that energy over here, honey. It is the petty palace over here today.
So, but, like, truthfully, nobody knew who I, you know, I could go under John Mellencamp's daughter forever, but nobody knew either. So, like, this reputation you're looking to uphold for what? Like, your store on Robertson? I don't get it.
Speaking of John Mellencamp, you know, your dad's single now. You must have women hitting you up to, like, hook them up with your dad all the time.
You guys, somebody slid into my DMs the other day, but I've been too uncomfortable to actually accept it because I don't want them to know.
Is it somebody that we would know?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta say who it is.
Who is it?
You already started being shady.
Dina Lohan.
Wait. Dina Lohan could be your stepmother?
She's not gonna let him near him.
And now it's relentless. Like, now it's every post I do with my kids, you're such a good mom, blah, blah, blah. She even said, the girls are all in for me to be with your dad, enough of these other women. I was like, whew, thank God I've hung up my Cougs setup.
Yes.
I'm done setting the Cougs up, but I was like, it's just so good. Could you imagine Lindsay and I could be, would we be sisters?
You'd be stepsisters. But wait, I gotta ask you, first of all, Garcelle. We got to talk about Garcelle. So she said you were an annoying, like, a gnat, which, by the way, is spelled with a G. Did you know that?
I found that out today.
I found that out today when I Googled it. I was like, what's a G gnat?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, gnat.
Joke.
Awkward. Would you like to respond to that?
Here's the thing. I can be annoying. 100% own it. However, if I find, like, let's say I found you really annoying. Yep. I talked about it behind your back that I found you really annoying. I wouldn't be texting you, happy birthday, I hope you have a wonderful time. I wouldn't even know when your birthday was. I wouldn't be texting you, hey, who gave you that mattress hookup? Who's your paid post guy? Like, she's reaching out to me. I don't reach out to her. So then when I saw that, I was like, you know what? So I sent her a little text and I just said, you know, you're always claiming you're about women empowering women and you're a women's girl and you never hit anybody when they're down. Imagine what it felt like to me to go into that situation to film Housewives after being on it for 3 years, one time. And then you say that. So you're not hitting somebody when they're down, but yet reaching out to me in private. And there was no response.
No.
Crickets. That's... Crickets.
Wow.
But then on my post, my shady post, she, laughed at it.
Oh my God.
But I think that goes to show. I mean, a lot of the times there are people on the show that want to say things that they know the audience will love and grab onto and go, yes, yes, yes. You crushed her.
Oh my God.
You know, same with, you know, Sutton calling me boring last year. You pick out things that you hope that
people will tweet about, talk about,
and then, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like you got to go in as authentic as possible. Otherwise, that fuse just kind of
goes At some point, people are going to go, wow, that was actually mean, not necessarily.
Yeah.
And if you do think I'm annoying, call me annoying to my face.
Yeah.
I think you're going back next week.
I know. I think you're going back. Up next, Hollywood saying hell no to deodorant. Are you going to do the same? Lizzo sparking that new debate after this. Housewives is getting good.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to Let Sleeping Dogs Lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now that Teddy has pulled the petty lever, let's get into a little Would You Do It? Now, remember the celebrity bathing debate? Well, now it's all about deodorant. Apparently, Lizzo doesn't wear any. Mm. She posted a story about Matthew McConaughey not wearing it for 35 years and said she's with him. She wrote, I stopped using deodorant and I smell better. Who said that? Okay, how do you feel about this?
Well, I know that I even tried to just wear the all-natural deodorant. That's and that, my family was about to kick me out of the house after 3 days.
So, exactly.
And people were like, oh, it takes a little while for you to get used to it. But I'm like, I don't need my natural pheromones or whatever it is to take over. So I'm good on that.
I think the natural one is also more of a trick because I feel like it brings out more
for some reason. It's disgusting.
I understand, though. There are certain people that could not wear deodorant and not, because I feel like deodorant sometimes is antagonizing your odor. Do you know what I mean? Like, some people are genetically made up that way. I'm not somebody that. I need to wear deodorant.
I wear so much deodorant that if I did a 23andMe, 5% of my heritage would be degree for men. That's how much deodorant I wear.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. But I can see how some people who don't wear it, could work within their
But let
makeup.
Me tell you
but
about...
can you really smell yourself?
That's the problem. You stop smelling yourself after a while.
You can smell yourself, like, if it's bad.
Well, I think at least it's got to be bad. Or especially, I mean, you're dancing, you're doing all of these things.
Whoa.
Like, you're not smelling great. Natural sweat all of the time. And all the no.
I wear deodorant to sleep. That's how
strong.
Me too.
I take a shower before I go to bed and put deodorant on. And then I put it on again in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also shower multiple times a day.
Yeah,
never wash my hair.
We've talked more about bathing than we have about Chloe and Tristan in the last 3 weeks. So.
I know, right? You know, she's sparking these debates. Selena Gomez just admitted she doesn't control her Instagram. Ooh. She told Elle Magazine she handed it over to an assistant back in 2017 when she deleted the app off the phone. I bet you I know what happened. At the time, she was the most followed person on IG, but said she struggled with negative comments.
And she also went into saying that she spent literally 2 hours on Instagram every single night going so deep into people's timelines that she was literally 2 years in and was like, I don't even know this person. And it was robbing her of her joy.
Crazy.
And that's what so many of us do. And every day I know I would be a way better person, happier person, more mentally sound person if I finally deleted Instagram. And I really have been close to doing it, but I have this battle of like, but we have businesses we need to
My
promote.
My business
we
has
have,
to run through it.
It's
but I
tough.
Also know I'm on it too much.
I'm
also,
on it way too much.
But I've heard that people like set a timer so at least they can like say at this amount of time, I'm done. I don't know if I would actually follow that, just being honest. But I think if it's robbing you of your mental health, then yes, of course, be off of it. But also, how do you control what's going up then? And then is she saying to the person that's running it, well, how many likes did it get? How many comments? And then who's actually responding to the fans? Is anyone? So then at what point?
I think she probably has people. I don't think she was probably responding in general, but I do think she probably, I don't think she's asking about the likes. I think there is probably like a spreadsheet of photos that gets sent to her in the week because she doesn't post that much anyway.
She doesn't post that much.
I think for her, she really needed to step back.
I also think, excuse me, sorry. Had a fun night last night.
I know I did your tracks. 7 a.m. promo. I'm like, Justin's got that alone. They're like, he's not here. I'm like, I don't have lashes on yet.
You told me you wanted me to find a Justin.
Yeah. Did he come over?
I'll tell you the commercial.
What?
I think for her, it probably happened at the time where the whole Justin Haley, you know, Selena Gomez trifecta was happening. So people who were on Haley's side, quote unquote, were coming after her. I personally, when I'm having a down day, I go in my comments on Instagram. People are really nice to me on Instagram. Now, Twitter, that cesspool of hate is a whole different situation. I am not trying to swim with Master Splinter down there in the
I want
the sewer.
You to imagine my Twitter account for a second.
Housewives have it worse.
It's
Housewives
crazy,
are, because people think that they know you is the problem.
People are like, will blatantly say to you, I hope you die.
See, that's why I can't.
And then you have other people that like, you know, watch every move and love every second of it. But there's, you know, there's the balance. But you have to know that if somebody's going out of their way to try to hurt you on Instagram, it's about them, not you, and all those things. But I think it just got too much for her.
I totally agree.
And I think if it happens to you, and that's what worries me about our kids. coming into this world of like not even knowing what a non-filtered face looks like.
I know, it's really terrifying. Because even me, I know girls that I see in person, I know don't look the way they look in their photos, and I'm still like, wow, she looks so good. I still get tricked by it. And I've seen them.
I know. And you're like, wow, they look amazing. Yeah. Oh, actually, I mean, it's like we have pores even though you don't see them.
Right? You don't see them. That's why I don't edit. I just, I filter. I don't airbrush.
Airbrush. You know, that's good for you.
I can't do it or else my whole face will change.
I'm tuning in all of it, okay? Coming up, somebody who knows about the negative comments and dealing with them, Jesse James Decker is here. We're talking music, family, and how she stays so damn fit.
She is so fit.
Oh, so damn fit.
No one never looks better and it's all your fault. Oh, sorry, honey, but it's all about you. Don't, hallelujah, hallelujah. You should've known better than I'm breaking my heart.
If I were Jesse James Decker, I'd be in a bra and panties every day.
Girl, you look so damn good bouncing around like that. Are you kidding me?
Just doing it.
Whew.
That was Should Have Known Better, her new single that just dropped. Jesse James Decker, welcome. Woo! I have to ask you, what was the inspo for this song?
Mm. You know what? The song's called I Should Have Known Better, and I feel like it's an empowering song. It's about like letting go, getting rid of baggage. And so throughout the video, I'm just taking pieces off and tossing it and kind of stripping down to like, you know, your natural self, your back to basic self going, you know what? I'm letting all this negativity go and I'm just going to be free and be me. And that was the whole idea behind the video.
Oh,
ooh, damn, taking the belt off. I'm so hooked. All right. What is the one thing you look back on though in your 20s and think, okay, you know what? I should have known better. We all have those moments.
Uh-huh.
Justin has those moments every day.
All day.
You know what? I feel like I was, said too much. I try really hard to be a little bit more tactful when I say things. I used to just blurt out whatever came to my mind, and I'm sure I like made some mistakes, but you know, I can't regret it too much because here I am, and it's like, you know what? My mouth has gotten me some places, so.
I was going to say eating crawfish in a wedding dress. I thought maybe that would have been,
oh my God, that is not regretful.
You know, it's interesting because you're a mom of boys and you are an NFL wife for life. But what's it like when you're going to have to watch your sons get tackled? Because I know you watch Eric put his life and body on the line. What's it going to be like as a mom of someone on the field?
You know, it's really interesting. I feel like, and Eric would say the same thing, from what Eric did in high school and like middle school and even college to what they have now, like there's so many better ways to go about it. We know so much more. We take all better precautions. Obviously, I don't want my sons being tackled or hurt, but I do feel like we've gotten better throughout the decades and years of how to really take better care of our bodies.
This photo, Justin's about to have a heart attack. Are you joking? I literally just need to go do a sit-up right now.
Eric watering the plants.
Oh, my God.
Eric watering the plants shirtless the other day with no drawers on.
No.
For me, was the highlight of my year. I don't know what you're doing over there, what y'all got going on.
What do you mean? Do you not see her in her bra and panties in that video? I know what's going on.
Yeah. How do you not have 75 children running around?
Well, that's the question. How do you guys get alone time? Because you do have three.
Yeah. You know what? We locked the door.
Yeah, there
ultimately.
You go.
And that's the only, we used to not have a lock on the door and we would like be pushing furniture up against the door just so we'd have some sort of warning. But yeah, we put a lock on and it's been a game changer.
I'm telling you right now, this is crazy.
Hot. It's a hot couple. You feel it. You feel the steaminess.
I miss you guys. I miss you guys.
You need to come in.
You should come in.
Seriously, next time.
I haven't seen y'all in so long.
Wait, I have to ask you, whose boat was bigger, J-Lo or A-Rod's?
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't think I know. They both looked really big.
I mean,
they were near each other.
They were near each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have to say, you guys look like you had the best time on that trip. And when the photo came out of Melanie Collins and A-Rod, I was like, I could see it for them. She's so beautiful. She's so smart. She's so engaging. Is this going to happen? Like, are you trying to push Melanie in that direction?
Listen, Melanie's been a good friend of mine for years, and she was just at a place in her life where she could, you know, be spontaneous and come join some friends on a birthday trip, and she did. And, you know, I'm not going to be involved in what's going on, so we'll see what happens. I don't know.
I need a friend like you.
They're both amazing people.
We haven't been.
I need a friend like you. I need a friend who's like, girl, come join me on a birthday trip, girl. Just come on this birthday trip. I got a hot man that's single. Like, why are my friends not that good?
I feel like you have those friends.
I kind of do.
You just don't have the time off.
I think you do.
That's it.
He does. Don't let him fool you. He's on a jet every week. Don't even lie.
Well, the next time you're on a boat, can you call me?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what he really wants, Jesse. He wants you to invite him next time and set him up with somebody.
Oh, for sure. And if you ever get time to Eric, girl, just send him to L.A.
Oh, my.
That's not possible.
She's not getting sick of that. Thank you so much.
We love you.
We love you.
I love you guys.
You guys,
so good to see y'all.
Jesse's new single, Should Have Known Better, is out now. Stream this video. Woo. Check it out. It is amazing. But up next, it's back to school, but make it fashion. Our expert is here to show you the hottest celeb-inspired looks for campus. Stay with us.
Campus.
It's back to school week on Daily Pop, but before you put on that backpack, it's time to get some new threads. Here to show us the must-have trends for college is fashion expert Melissa Chatain, everybody.
Wow, these looks are so fun. They're gonna actually wanna make you go to class, and if you're not in school, you're gonna wanna sign up.
Okay, I don't know what would make me wanna go to class, honey. I don't think that is even possible. But before we get started, scan that QR code right here so you can get all the looks for college. All right.
Okay.
Let's get right into it.
First up, denim days. Denim is always classic and always a fun staple. First look that I did is a great little denim dress that's curve-hugging and fun and chic, inspired by Kendall Jenner and Gabrielle Union. This one is from ASOS. This was a great look that you can take to class and maybe go to a party afterwards.
And how much is this one?
It is $42 from ASOS.com. And then I paired it with a belt bag from Radley London that you use as a messenger bag. So you switched up the look. And then some sneakers from DSW that are Pumas. And this year, most people might be masked as they go back to school.
Yes.
Yeah, so I got these fun masks from Lapcos. Oop, I think it fell.
We just fell those.
Okay, so the mask is from Lapcos, and they're really comfortable, but now eyes are the new currency.
Yes.
Okay, so you wanna have some great little eye makeup. She's wearing makeup from Miss Swiss. It's a liquid eyeshadow that's only $18. And so it's really great to accentuate your eyes this season when you're back to school, when you're in class.
I love that. Now, look, I watch Grown-ish and those kids dress like they're grown-ups, all right? We were not dressing like that for college.
No.
But if you're going to college and you want to look a little more adult, what can you do?
Definitely accentuate your figure and your curves and really have fun with your makeup and accessories. Accessorize.
I like that. What do you put together right here?
Oh, so the next look, it's all about suiting. So I'm all about dressing for the career and the life that you want. So it's great to wear maybe something that you've worn at your summer internship when you're going back to school. And this is a look that is gender neutral. All right.
I like that.
And I love a little wide leg moment.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So this look is inspired by Hailey Bieber that we saw. I love this. It is from misguided.com. They are the destination for all of your fun, trendy items, but it's really affordable. The blazer is only $35.
Okay, yes.
The pants are only $28. And I paired it with, you see that bag that looks really fancy? It is actually a lunchbox to hold all of your items for your lunch when you're going back to school around campus. It's from Modern Picnic, and I love it. And the shoes are from my favorite sustainable brand, you know, Dr. Scholl's shoes.
I love Dr. Scholl's. I also love this blazer because you can pair it with denim shorts and kind of rip and run around, kind of like Hailey Bieber.
Exactly. And then the stunner shades are only from, they're from Dime Optics, and they're $30. So I'm all about affordable fashion, and you can wear it again and again. Mix and match your items so it's reusable, because we're on a college budget here. Yes. We don't have a lot of money.
Now, every time you come here, I get mad because you only talk about the girls. So let's talk about the guys.
Yes.
How can dudes turn heads without looking like they're trying too hard? Because I feel like guys in college do that.
I know. Well, I'm all about that cool fashion. We saw a lot of guys this summer do that modern, vintage kind of look.
I like that, yes.
You know, the beanie, the cool fashion trends, this oversized sweatshirt look. I'm all about the modern vintage. Okay, we saw a lot of guys do that. Harry Styles kind of paired that oversized vintage shirt. I love this Hawaiian shirt. It's from De La Fuente, this designer brand. The Hawaiian shirt paired with an Oxford. You always see those guys that are really cool and polished and cool. I love it. So that shirt is from De La Fuente paired with trousers from Zara and an Oxford from Florsheim from DSW.
I like that. That Oxford is good.
It's clean.
It's denim. It's cool. Pants. You can do whatever.
And the optics, you're going to be in front of your computer, all that studying.
You need
they're
a blue light.
Blue light, mm-hmm. And they're from Dime, and they're only $30. So it's still, you can still get affordable trends, but they work for you.
Okay, let's be real, girl.
Yes.
When I was going to college, we rolled out of bed in our sweats. We would go to class, then roll right back into bed to watch Young and the Restless, and then go back to class. I want something that I can pull off that it looks just so comfortable and effortless, like sweats. So how can we do that?
It's all about the styling and the tailoring. So you want to pair a tailored jogger with the oversized sweat, and it's all about how you style it. So the oversized sweat is from Lulu Simon Studio. I'm obsessed with this website. They have a lot of cool, trendy sweatshirts and tops. I love this shirt. Socially selective. Social. Super cool. It's pairing the oversized with the tailored jogger and a white sneaker to keep it clean. And then you need that pop. The pop is the hat.
It's from
Hat Attack. And you just, it's like that, you're trying too hard, but you're not trying.
Yes, I like that trend.
And then you just roll out of bed, going to class, looking cool. And the shoes, like I said, Adidas from Dr. Scholl, from DSW. It's like effortlessly cool.
No, you're You're effortless.
Well, effortlessly, teacher chic. Yeah. That's what I was going for today.
You guys, Melissa Chatain, everybody. You can check her out on her Instagram at Melissa Chatain. You can also subscribe to her weekly newsletter, Elevated Living. It's amazing. It's so much fun. After the break, big Grey's Anatomy news. The new man coming into Meredith's life. Plus, is Sandra Oh making a comeback? What she's only telling us next.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute, you guys. Prince Harry's upcoming memoir will do a lot more than spill some tea on the royal family. During a surprise appearance at a polo competition in Aspen, he promised to donate $1.5 million in book sales to a charity he co-founded that focuses on uplifting kids in Southern Africa. And it's been 20 years since Aaliyah's death, but her music lives on. For the first time ever, you can download and stream her second album, One in a Million, but her family doesn't seem too pleased. Aaliyah's Twitter account posted that their focus is protecting her legacy and accused the people who released her music of acting without transparency. And paging Dr. Grey, Peter Gallagher is joining the cast of Grey's Anatomy. He confirmed to have a major arc in season 18 starting in September. He'll play Dr. Alan Hamilton, who meets Meredith in the first episode and who knew her mom from back in the day. And that is your Hollywood Minute. Former Grey's star Sandra Oh is taking charge in the new Netflix series, The Chair. She plays the first woman of color to head a struggling English department. And of course, we had to find out if she'd ever return to Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. Now we dance it out.
It's really a time in my past, you know, and the things that I am focused on now, also fully understanding the deep relationship that people have with Christina. You know what I mean? I was just speaking about, you know, during the pandemic, I think a lot of people rewatched Grey's because it is such a friend, you know? And it's a great privilege to have been on a show like that.
There she is.
Our first lady chair.
Woman, I'm not gonna sugarcoat this. We're in dire crisis.
What drew me to the character of Professor Kim was just the complexity of how you see a character navigate all her relationships. You know, as a daughter, as a mother, as a boss, as a friend, as a teacher.
Because of her, our students are excited about literature that was written 150 years ago.
I didn't think you were really... I was joking.
Playing alongside Sandra Oh is the fabulous Holland Taylor. And while both women face challenges on screen, off screen, Holland was in awe of Oh.
I was kind of intimidated because she's a very big star and extremely capable. And, you know, she's very hardworking. She's very, you know, very, very focused and very prepared. And, you know, you want to do well with a person like that because basically you are there to support the star. But it was a piece of cake. She made it very easy.
The Chair premieres today on Netflix. Another day, another useless invention by a billionaire. Elon Musk just announced plans for the Tesla bot. Ooh. And here's what he admitted during the big reveal.
It's intended to be friendly, of course, and navigate through a world built for humans. We're setting it such that it is, at a mechanical level, at a physical level, you can run away from it. And most likely overpower it. So hopefully that doesn't ever happen, but you never know.
Someone check on Will Smith. He probably has some PTSD seeing this announcement right now.
Mm-hmm. This is a hard no for me. You guys, we even own a Tesla, and one day my husband was driving home from the gym, had it in autopilot, went to like turn off the autopilot, turn into our garage. The autopilot took off, crashed through our house, mm-hmm. into our laundry room. Like, thank God I wasn't home. Like, it. So the fact that the car can do that on autopilot, what are those robots going to be doing to us?
I cannot believe that happened.
The fact that you think that you want us to believe that you're in the laundry room ever is a whole nother thing.
Well, you know what? No, you know what? Occasionally I stroll by the laundry room. I walked past it once.
He loves to do that. You do some laundry sometimes. Everybody does laundry sometimes.
I do. If I have something pressing I need to put on immediately.
Yeah.
Here's the jam. I love that everyone is like looking into the future mm-hmm. and doing all these things, but I think we need to focus on the present. There are still children who go to school and don't have a lunch. There are people that don't know how to pay their bills. And I need these billionaires to cool off this piss and match for a minute,
and just
stop going to space, stop trying to give us autonomous cars, and give us something that we can use right now.
Yeah, donate to people who really need it. We don't need bots.
And I don't even need you to donate. I just need you to figure out a solution for the problems that we are facing today.
Yeah, that can actually help.
But I do want to go to Mars, so let me know if you get that going. Coming up, repeat after me. I am smart, I am special, and I'm about to cry happy tears because our Feel Good Friday stories are next. It is Friday, so it's time for us to help you feel good. We're starting with this fourth grade class reciting their morning affirmations.
I am smart.
That part. Go.
I am a good person.
Love it.
I am awesome.
Louder.
I am awesome.
Yes, louder.
I am a good sports player.
Good sports player.
By the way, in fourth grade, if I walked up to that mirror, I'd be like, I am ready for lunch.
Yeah.
All I wanted was lunch in fourth grade.
I was waiting for this greeting from you guys when I arrived today, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. We need to say positive affirmations to ourselves. Every day I'm saying negative affirmations to myself. It's really bad. We need to be like some fourth graders.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yes. Yeah, so you say one about yourself.
I am bomb.
I am happy to be here.
Oh, yes. That was nice. I am...
Rich.
Rich. No, I'm not tired.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
You guys, the sweetest sound you'll hear today is this baby testing out her new hearing aids for the first time.
No,
I cry every time I see this.
Yeah? You want to talk a little bit? Wow.
Kind of a funny voice.
Oh! You guys, it's too much for me right now. That is...
And every time I see a baby, why do I immediately have to do baby voice? I'm like, oh, boo! Is that my baby?
Look at that face!
Oh my God.
Can you imagine being those parents?
Let me ask you, your daughter went through a cranial moment.
Yeah, she had to have neurosurgery. And I have to tell you, being in the hospital for 6 days with your baby that, like, their head's wrapped, but, like, she is so resilient. And I gotta tell you, she is the biggest boss baby there is now. Like, she comes out, like, she is on it all the time, 24/7, and she rules that house.
Well, you know what? Who else is on it? It was you, honey. So you can come back here anytime. Yes. We loved having you today.
Thank you so much.
Set your DVR. Daily Pop next week is gonna be lit. Have a good weekend. Stay strong. Go crazy.
Stay strong.
Stay strong. Strong drunk.
Get drunk.
Stay strong.